My name is Debbie Adeboyejo. I'm running for the education officer.
Why are you running for education officer?
I will say that this drive came as a result of the fact that I was given the opportunity to work or to serve as a sounding board representative. And this position gave me the opportunity to relate with students, to engage students more, to interact more with students and the LCF. And I was able to understand, I was able to gather the good and the bad sides, or the good and the bad things that, you know, students are agitating for, the ones they want to change. And also, I sit as a student or as a member on the Faculty Teaching and Learning Board, and this has enabled me to have a good understanding of what of how the school is running, or how the school is working towards everything around education. So I have a good understanding of both sides, and I've realized that there's actually a bit of a gap between how the university sees certain educational resources or certain educational decisions, and how the students are saying, no, this is not how we see it. So I just said, okay, how do I make a change? How do I bring about a balance? And that's how I said, okay, I think the education officer, the role of the education officer, can enable me strike a good balance between both sides of the coin, basically.
What are the key points of your manifesto?
On my manifesto, I have so many points, but the key points would be like, basically imagine 2-3 points. The first one is, many of the reasons why there is a gap between what the students are agitating for and what the university is doing or has done is because there is a lack of proper communication. And that's simply first thing I'm going to do. I'm going to ensure that there's better communication between the university and the students. For instance, we have the Student Advice Center. Now, I realize with my interaction with students that this center has not been really maximized. Now, a lot of students have challenges. They need to talk to someone, but they do not know who to speak with. Now, they are meant to go to this place, but many of them do not realize that they are meant to go there. So ensure proper communication. Secondly, my second key point in my manifesto is I'm also going to be proposing a catch-up session, and now run by students and for students. This is where older students who are probably in their third year in uni can put students who are probably in their second year in uni through some courses to make things better. Like I realized the students have some difficulty in terms of block modules and all of that, so we'll be creating something something that's easier, that's not so complex when it comes to, you know, having block modules run straight up. We're going to be proposing easier learning processes, you know. Yeah, so something around that, basically.
What's your slogan?
Okay, my slogan is we, as in capital W and E, we create, we reinvent, education can be more.
Why should people vote for you?
I will say confidently that I'm very, very approachable. I'm very approachable, I'm very sociable, so you can walk up to me. I'm going to operate an open door policy where you can walk up to me and discuss whatever it is that relates to education that you want to be implemented, or an idea, or you have any plight, you can just walk up to me and speak with me. So I think that's the first reason why you need to vote for me. And the second reason is because I do not see myself as an individual who can make everything happen. I believe in collaborative efforts. We are working together, and I have so much to offer. And this is evident in all of the positions that I have been elected to, nominated in, and I currently work in, that I've mentioned. If you want to know more information, you can check out my manifesto.